Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long.
And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio and Cosmic Philosopher. My name is Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Neighbor a Sinner, some others like Who Put People on Earth, Six Steps to Religious Freedom, and some Muslim booklet as well. Well, let me just draw your attention to this moment. We are in the now, this moment, and our heads are full of a lot of ideas, some things of knowledge, but surely some things that we assume to be true. And especially church assumption. Listen, it is knowledge that the civilized people are guided by. Knowledge. Civilization uses knowledge. So let me take you to a mental instance of either actually being in an aircraft and let's say like 35,000 feet above ground. And it's a clear day and you can see images on the ground. You can see maybe, you know, not very, very, very close up pictures, but you can see like moving on the ground and stuff like that. But there is that impression that is contrasted with you being on the earth and looking on roads, you know, like low altitude, like a house top or a little, you know, like 10-story building where you can look down and see images real good of people or traffic and things going on the ground, right? People walking and things like that. But the contrast of walking on the ground and limited to only seeing things below roof, you know, one rooftop, you know, like just a one-story building, right? You can see things just from that level of, you know, you're not on an altitude because you're walking on the ground. But if you go up, like even two stories, and you see people down below you, there's a big wide contrast than if you were like, you know, even 20,000 elevation. Now, what I'm trying to say is to give you an in-the-moment impression of how insignificant we really are. Because you get a chance, you know, when you're up there like 35,000 feet and you can barely see anything. Or even turn this around and speak of when you are on the ground and you see a plane, big plane, passenger plane up there, like from 35,000 feet. You know, the object that you're looking at doesn't really seem like, you know, it can have people in there because you don't see space in that vehicle where someone could stand up into that vessel that you're looking at. But you hear that plane making a big roar as it moves on, right? And you know for sure it is an airplane, and if you're flown before, you have the sense of what it is like, right? Because you're seeing it in motion, and you imagine when you are in it, the same effect is out there. The reason why I'm talking about all of that is the significance of a human life, the significance of civilized human life. Okay, brings us now to our general consciousness of what happened on the ground. One of the things that's happening on the ground, what we grow up and see, is church. Yeah, and you may say, well, oh, why is he picking on church? Well, you know what? Yes, you can see it that way. I am doing something like that. However, it's not a careless and malicious one, like someone might take the impression, because if you need to guard your children, your parents, your sister, your cousins or whatever, or friends, and you see danger is coming at them, what are you supposed to do? It is, if the danger is carried by a human adversary, what are you going to do? Not pick on who is coming with the danger? You're not going to do that. You're going to go into defense mode. Yeah. Well, listen, this is the point I am coming to. The church. What do you think the church is? Well, to understand what the church is, you have to understand something about calendar. If you don't understand anything about calendar, and I'm not talking about moon calendar, I'm talking about solar calendar. If you know something about the 12 houses of the zodiac, then you should be able to understand what I'm talking about. You have to know something about historic times. You have to know something about prehistory and what is called modern history to know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, you really won't know what I'm talking about. And if you are European, Yam Naya culture, well, you know what? What I'm saying can help you. But listen, it is a different case with you understanding what I'm saying from an African hybrid person, a civilized person. African people are not civilized. And you may say, what is he talking about? When you all can, you know, I mean, the kind of stuff that you guys doing, and, you know, you think that you are the only ones that are civilized. That's not true. That's not what the World History textbook says. Okay? And the circumstances that get a European person to be talking, you probably not aware of it because you don't read your history and you don't have anybody interested in telling it to you because you don't even know where you are. And if you do, you don't know the significance of your placement in a place that we call, let's say, America. You think America is your country and that's all you want to know, where milk and honey flows. But my friends, understanding what I'm saying is like being in a plane that is up there like 25,000 feet or 30,000 feet above ground and looking down on streets and moving vehicles and stuff like that and what it looks like. It doesn't seem like you are from down here while you're up there. You feel so elevated, but, you know, a little strange as well, because, you know, this down here on the ground is where you belong, right? Well, talking to you about your being European has to do with history. How long European been in Europe? How long? How long it has been your indigenous place, geography, where you live, you grow up, where all your adults are people used to being in Europe. Okay? And at this stage and time of history, there's hardly anybody in Europe who understands about the full effect being indigenous European, because guess what? Just like the African people in America, and I'm just dealing with America right now because it is relevant to, you know, many other places, but let's deal with this here. All of us are born at a time when things that have happened way before even our grandparents' time, like second grandparents' time, we don't really know much of what took place back then. But it is what happened back then gives us the picture we see and know about, like government and institutions that we are all, you know, mingling with today. We don't know, right? So good or bad, it's like we don't know, or if we know, not much of it. All right? So talk about the history coming from way back when and from human being on earth, right? Think about that. Something we don't know, but the history is there to tell us. Nobody won't tell us unless you go read it. Okay, well, the thing is, my friends, some of us may want to know because we are not all that expanded in our minds to be interested in the world that much. We want food. We want money. We want food. We want nice things, you know, a nice mansion and expensive motor cars and stuff. And we, you know, we like big engines and stuff like that. And we are all in this old vacuous type of understanding about stuff. We don't have no patience, no time, no tolerance to understand what is the science that keeps us here. Well, you know, or that brought us forth. All right. Well, briefly, one of the knowledge, before I get to it, think about when a plane carries 500 passengers, big jet, right? And after 12 minutes in the flight, they hear a bomb goes off. And then the nose of the plane shoots up and it ascends a little because of, you know, what has been damaged by the blast. But then the pilot is going to try. You'd say if it didn't, the entire plane did not explode. But damage is done and pilot is going to try to see if he can maneuver the plane, but then to no avail. The plane nose is going to come down and head toward the ocean because they are now over the ocean. So that's it. All of those people are going to die. But then another scenario quickly, a plane carrying, you know, large numbers of people, and it blows up. And most people, almost everybody gets sucked out of that plane, you know, in the blast. So they died even before they hit the water. Now, just imagine that you are one of those people. And there are pilots, according to reports, you know, for some reason, reduced to a thinking that he is the only important person in the world. And he has the liberty, the freedom to destroy other people's lives, like in the case of in the plane. He has number of people, you know, going about their business and hope to have a safe flight. But you have a pilot that think that, you know what? He wants to just go out and don't come back. And he's not thinking about you, that he needs to take where you're going safely. Don't care about that. He looks at the plane as a weapon, as a vehicle to perform exactly what he wants, and that is depart this world. That is his last flight. And you sitting back there relaxing or whatever to listen to music and stuff like that, while this person is reduced psychologically to his, her own importance. Well, usually men get like that, you know, like a lion that destroys without any pity. Now, just bring your mind to that
in the moment, in real time, when stuff like that happens, somebody decides to blow up you anywhere you are, and that is the last day you live. People are reduced to that state of mind. Europeans are the image that I am explaining. European. Whether or not you're European and you are thinking you have ever done anything like that, but think about your culture and what your culture does. What history has to say about Europeans. That today you may not know, and you may think, well, you're not responsible because you don't do it. You didn't do it. But you know what? Today, I can't even say that because my ancestors, not all of them, but 100,000 years ago, some of my ancestors interbreed with Europeans. Europeans whose origin is hominid species. Did you know that? Europeans are hominid species. That's what it is. Whether you know it or not, I am an African, hominid species. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm serious. I am as serious as can be, okay? Because whereas Europeans most of them don't care, and especially those who in Washington up there, they don't really care about anybody else but themselves, and they care about you Europeans outside, out in the masses. How did European get into America? European came to America. How many people were in America? About 10 million, report says. What did the European do when they came here? What condition did they came to America under? What government existed here? Kingship. What did they do to the 10 million people? Kill most of them. India. Europeans go to India. And I was just seeing a reporting here what the Europeans, today you call those sect British, what they did in India. I think they had to pay reparation to the Indians in the trillion of dollars for like some billions of people that they killed in India. Europeans. The hominid of 3.5 million years ago, when they first started evolving on the planet in Africa. Point. Up to the point of two million years after the evolution of hominid, which are the Europeans today, they never spoke a language. Now, you think that is too long for a civilized species, that some Europeans think they are today? It's a fact that I'm saying, it's mockery for them to be thinking they are civilized or they originate from civilized origin. The World History Textbook is the source that I'm speaking from. And those who are not civilized may have nothing to do with authoritative history. But I know better than that. And when people don't regard nature's law or even the law of the land Now, it's just chaos. It's just, you know, it's just darkness, uncivilized darkness. So what I'm trying to say to you, as a European, you probably don't know what I'm saying, but what I'm saying, I didn't know until I started to read and know. Right? So I'm talking about the finite, it is finite knowledge, because though it, you know, I can't say it is infinite, you know, it is finite because it is actual, you know, it's something that you can, I mean, put hands on the knowledge and know that, okay, it is something that actually happened. There is the place and the time for it. So, yes, 2 million years after hominid started elevation, they were only able to make stone tools. Remember, they are the beginning of humanity, but not civilized humanity. They were ape-like, flat-faced man of Kenya. I'm talking about European that we know about today. Where they coming from? The species that they come from, that's what the world history jurisdiction, that's what it tells us. Now you may say, oh, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not into the past. I'm in the present. It doesn't work like that. Because I tell you what, if where America is, as a geography, went onto the, stayed underwater and was, and never became dry land, nobody would ever be here. We are here because dry land appears. You can't say you don't care about the past. And if it should, I mean, just if the earth give way and America is no more on this geography, then nobody here would survive. You understand that? Okay, so it is dangerous for any kind of human-like beings to evolve to a place where they become dangerous to anyone by any means. So I am saying to you, today, European hominid are talking. And the history explain why they are talking. They are not a talking species, but they are talking. How they are talking? By what means they begin to talk? Now, if you can prove that they came talking, and after 2 million years, they were talking. If you can prove that, you have an argument. If you don't, if you cannot prove that, you have no argument. You have no grounds to say, well, you are not of the past, you are in the present. You have no grounds for that. That's too ignorant to even pay attention to. Right? So what I am talking about now is anything your people have done before your time, if it is good, oh, the record shows you have been good all along. But what if the record says, they have been criminals. They do a lot of atrocity to other people and stuff like that. You feel responsible for that? Are you, and they leave a lot of legacy for the cruel things that they have done and theft that they have done to other people. Do you hold yourself responsible for that? And that your health that you have, your wealth that you have today, and the people, the offspring of those people who suffered, have nothing. But you have everything because your ancestors were criminals, thieves, killing, destroying everything and don't care about anything besides the value of what they can use. So what I'm saying to you now, Europeans then, from the argument I'm making, are responsible for a lot of things that we see affecting civilized life, because if they find a means to start talking, of course, when after 3.5 million years, they did not speak. They make stone tools. They could light a fire and all that. And then, since 100,000 years ago, they start speaking. What do you make of that? How did they start speaking? Miscegenation. Once they become developed after 2 million years, they are known to be Homo erectus. So now we can imagine they have a certain amount of sense, understanding. They develop a lot over 2 million years, but they don't talk. They are not a civilized people at all. And it is the time within that period of 2 million years that they started to interbreed with Neanderthals, Neanderthals who come from Homo sapiens. So just let's say they start to interbreed with Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens 250,000 years ago, did not speak a language, but they were third development of humanity. That's what it says. So when Homo erectus interbreed with Homo sapiens, they actually convert to a certain dimension, biological and mentally. Not in whole, but in part. Because they were flat-nosed man of Kenya. They were ape-like over the past 2 million years. But they evolved now, you know, within their entity, within their species. They build up, you know, certain type of understanding to survive, right? But now they reach the next level and are now known as Homo erectus. All right? That's what they accomplished for 2 million years. Now, while in the Homo erectus state, what do? Go after the Homo sapiens that now brought forth two subgroups. Neanderthal is one of them, and then Homo sapiens sapiens. Hybrid. Neanderthal is not Homo sapiens. Neanderthal is not an hybrid species. They are only Homo sapiens species. All right? Out from that same species come Homo sapiens sapiens. Hybrid. So they interbreed, Homo erectus interbreed with Neanderthals, but they couldn't talk. They only get a little wiser, but not civilized to what we know today as civilization. So there's a distinction. When it comes to, when you talk about civilization, it's different from hominid or an Homo sapien that was still at that no talking level. But Neanderthal, not Neanderthal I meant to say, Homo sapien was good enough, their blood was good enough to create an hybrid with the blood of the Elohim gods. Now, so much part of this AD and Adamani, society today, don't want to hear anything about that. Because they have enough wealth, money, and stuff like that. They don't care about nothing. So it's like, they don't care what the measure of the Earth circumference is and why it is 24 hours in a day. They don't care about that. But who care about that is Homo sapiens sapiens, the anatomical, wise hybrid human being. They care about that. But guess what happened? Once the Homo erectus interbreed for maybe about 40 years with the Neanderthals. They become like Neanderthals themselves, almost. And that's who are around here today, but they are not around here today because they interbreed with the Neanderthals alone. But they become more than a second development of humanity. They went up and, you know, become in part almost like the third Homo sapien. You see? Because now they don't look like ape-like Homo erectus anymore. And at the level that they interbreed with the Neanderthals. There's no hybrid blood in them on interbreeding with the Neanderthals. This is the truth that is hidden from the wise and prudent. But the history is there, though. You don't need a babe and suckling to tell you that. But that be the case, so be it. It is the fact. You may never hear it, but that's the fact. And you only have one job now to prove that wrong. If you can't prove that wrong, you have a lot of shuffling to do. You know what I mean? Go up into the spacecraft and look down back on the Earth with a lot of, you know, things going on. You can look at, you know, everything, you know, at an altitude you can see, you know, everything that is going on, you know, the little neighborhoods and stuff like that. You see everything. A view where Europeans today, because they get to talk now, why do they get to talk? They interpret the Homo with the Neanderthals, Homo sapiens, yes, but they can't talk. So what they do? They set eyes on the 200,000 years of hybrid existence on Earth. 100,000 years ago, when they migrate from Africa, exit out of Europe and Asia, they began to interbreed up with the African hybrid. There's a stop sign. You don't do that. But that's what happened. And then we have a Bible that is written about a talking serpent and not evolution, but creation by God. We don't have anything about creation by God of hominid and Homo erectus. We don't have anything that tells us that God, you know, created them on such and such a day. But now we have a Bible that is telling us that everybody were created. Now, that does not make any kind of sense, but to Europeans, it does. Because they have a Bible that invented a Jesus, a Adam and Eve in a garden and all of that. And they're a part of that creation. What do you think about that? And so, the question of how did European Homo erectus began to speak? It's the hybridization. They call it miscegenation with African hybrid people. And they did it sufficiently to bring themselves to what you call it, a transformation of Homo erectus. Homo erectus coming from 3.5 million years ago are now transformed to even be mistaken for the hybrid Homo sapiens sapien. Because not unless you're learned are you going to know the difference. I give you that as a background for you to think about it and understand that don't get carried away with today's church, because this is what the clever species of the hominid, Homo erectus, this is what they, this is the route that they have taken. They don't care about life. They are happy and good when everything is going right, but for them, but no sooner than things going wrong for them, they're ready to blow up everything. See? So they are now navigating the way of life for sodomite perception. They don't care nothing about civilization, who brought it about, and who have furnished the earth with all the good things that they are, as criminal, enjoying. Well, what do you think is going to happen? We have some F5 tornadoes telling you something about that, right? And if you don't care about that, you are being warned. Because clearly, with all the kind of sense of science and, you know, and lying, just to bring African people to that type of thinking. And the worst thing of all, we know about immorality is where European go into the reprobate mind. John MacArthur. I listened to most of a video, and he is talking against the Pope. Right? He's taking shot at the Pope and condemning the Pope. But when I listen to him, John MacArthur is a sodomite because he believes in Jesus. Reading civilized would conclude that Jesus did exist. Wait a minute. You mean John MacArthur don't know where the story of Jesus came from? He doesn't know that the basis of Jesus Christ come from a African hybrid in Palestine? He doesn't know that. John MacArthur thinks that the world or civility start in Mesopotamia. He doesn't know anything about the gods of Africa. The Elohim who created in their image and likeness, and it cannot be the God that MacArthur is talking about. That is a spirit, but yet a male spirit. What happened to the she spirit? God. Goddesses? No. They don't represent that. Listen, to take over African territories and talk about AD on a domini, you know what? It's time to obliterate that now. Because AD on a domini is invalid from the very day it began. Nobody came to say it's wrong. You can't take over the world with AD on a domini because you are sodomites. You fuck ass from 3 million years ago and still now pursuing that and say, oh, the world is going to be controlled by you. All that melts now in the face of the truth. Okay? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? The time has come that no more sodomite faggot is able to stay in African territory. And you have all the equipment out there to kill, to destroy, but go and use it on your fucking self. That fox asshole. That's what you're going to do from now on. Because you are not welcome, not accommodated on African territory. You're getting it right now. All right. Let me go on to the next segment. Okay. Here we got it. I play you a little tune. And the little tune is let's see. I'm trying to find me a okay, let's get this one. It's going to be Dion Warwick. That's what friends are for, okay?
Well, my clothes are rotten though.
Okay, wonderful. Now, let's get to this section of what I have to say. Our church is totally gone. Our church is totally gone. Tornado changes the landscape of Kentucky. Our church is totally gone. Tornadoes? Tornado changes the landscape of Kentucky. The footage shows the aftermath of the deadly tornado in Mayfield, Kentucky. Credit. William D. Shaza for the New York Times, Mayfield, Kentucky. The grid of narrow streets in the heart of Mayfield, Kentucky, had become a perilous maze of downed utility lines, dangling tree limbs, and scattered debris. Yet, residents were out on Saturday morning, struggling to maneuver around it all. Anguished by the aftermath of the tornado that had shredded their community. What force do you think is doing that? European people? Tornadoes apparently were around in to some degree before Europeans came to America. But there is no report of these kind of F5 tornadoes shredding and doing this kind of a report. Is there a reason for it? As the sun rose in Mayfield, a town of 10,000 people in the western corner of Kentucky, residents could see far. They could see for the first time the destruction they had heard the night before the tornado descended in the darkness with its howling winds and the crunching and groaning of homes and businesses being torn apart. Does that sound like these things, these objects are targeted? You're talking about homes and businesses? Crouching. No, this is crunching. The crunching and groaning of homes and businesses being torn apart. Is this the thing that people pray for? That God bless them with? What is going on here? Is something wrong with this? Something is wrong with it, but who said they are government? Don't care about that. Sodomites, don't care about this. 10 million people were here before they came here. And what did they say when they come here? Read it and see what Europeans say when they came to America. Go back and read and see Is there really energy that affects people in the world history textbook? Yes. All of the civilization don't include Europeans because they were never civilized. They're talking today. It's not caused from them naturally evolving into talking because they are nasty. They are vile. They are immune to the purpose of nature and the people that nature provided here to appreciate, you know, good things. So therefore, they don't care about that. These things just happen as far as Europeans are concerned. I am here to tell you this, your lack of concern is not going to save you. You're seeing the beginning of your sorrows and your woes. Some of the largest buildings in town had been leveled. And they were not just made of wood. They were not just made of wood. These are steel, concrete buildings too, supposed to withstand, you know, ordinary, you know, wind storm. But this time, no. This is not a low caliber affair. You know, the big ones came out because it had obstacle to churn and to, you know, to smash. And what happened to the God of the Bible? The man who begot a son, Jesus, the sodomites. This is what you're getting paid for. The payback. And the payback doesn't mean that you stay and rebuild. Don't rebuild. You're one. Don't rebuild. You pile up sorrows. Because Europe was not far away or too far away for you to depart from Europe to chase the African people wherever they are and have things. They don't go where there was nothing. They go where we have things. You notice? Europeans. So if you're here and you're behaving like, oh, you're an innocent party and, you know, you have all the argument to make. No, not this time. Your argument will not help you. Europe will help you. Go back to Europe. And if you think because you're spread out among us, you have shelter. You don't have no shelter. Because the ultimate objective is to get rid of your fucking sick and fucking ass and civilized humanoid species. Out from our territory. From our territory. That's all there is to it. Get out from every single one of them. And leave the wealth behind that you seek is yours. Let it be clear, leave African wealth alone. Go back to where your indigenous land is. There will be no more Christianity in African territories. Okay? No more gospel of Jesus Christ. Take your fucking Jesus Christ back where you come from. Christianity, your church, your monotheism. Take it out of our territory. Or if your uncivilized self, fucking ass self, is all that important that you don't care, well, that's right. Well, you are in the wrong territory. Some the largest buildings in town had been leveled or were close to it. Mayfield First United Methodist Church. Cavernous sanctuary with a stone facade had almost entirely collapsed. Other buildings had been reduced to piles of red bricks. The rolling pasture of quiet woods that surrounded Mayfield had been left muddied and with a dusting of leaves, but were otherwise intact. On the two-line highway sneaking into town, snaking into town, right? But on the two-lane highway sneaking into town, is snaking into town, snaking into town, the two-lane highway snaking into town. And the tornadoes announce itself with the vistas of homes that had their bricks exterior shaved off, churches with roofs peeled away, and seemingly sturdy trees that had been snapped at their trunk line like twigs. And if you think it's all over, you're wrong about that. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. Now, my friends, I'm telling you, we are in a perilous time, and African people better listen. Because remember, time don't repeat itself. It's always a new time, 24-hour days, that got us here. If time was sitting down and holding on to itself, we wouldn't be here, but time doesn't repeat itself. It's always a new moment. Just get ready for what's ahead. It may be like, you know, a lot of the same thing is coming, and in a bigger proportion. You have a lot to be concerned about. You know, what is inside your heart, and whether or not the gods who provided here under the Elohim blood, there is the solar calendar. African people are under the solar calendar. You're not under this faggot moon calendar that these sodomites make in their new world order. All right? So, if it takes, you know, ever it takes to clean them out. Now, it's really what is holding back the full wrath, more of the full wrath, is because a remnant is coming aboard. As far as the African species is like, who have yet to see the light and redeem themselves. Whether or not you want to pay attention to it, you must understand that everything on this planet, including civilized and uncivilized, are much of the dust. That Martin Rees says, we are all of the stardust. We are made of the stardust. Well, some things of the stardust are good and worthwhile cherishing, but there are some things are not. And the European stardust, not uncivilized, it doesn't value anything. And whatever you think that European value is nothing more than what you put in your mouth and you shit it out. Okay? Because we are provided for without them. They come and put themselves like, oh, we need to depend on them. Let them go to Africa and go, fuck that. Go back to Europe and go do what is premier to your culture. Don't bring it to us and make it a premier thing. What your Supreme Court and your federal establishment and Secret Service. Take your fucking church Jesus and your male God in spirit. Go back to Europe with that. With all of these things that, you know, I see and know about. I grew up in the church too, you know. But little do we know. How little do we know. But the time has come. You put a notice. Go back to where you come from. Because nobody could tell you anything. You have set up New World Order. You have set up world, what they call it? call himself superpower. They call themselves superpower. And that the church and everything that they have set up, oh, is all what they wanted. They come to America to do exactly what you see is happening today, but what are they meeting with? Is it a blessing or a cursing? Yes. To reduce the African people and a kingship government to nothing, what is your reward for all of this? All I got to tell you, bud, you know, leave this place. Just as you come, just as you go. Leave it. All of you. John MacArthur talking about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about, like, civilization began 2,000 years ago. Take your fucking ass, John MacArthur. Go to Europe. Go preach the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Preach the Jesus era up in Europe. Take it out, Terry, where you don't belong, you shit house, coming to destroy the good thing that the gods put on earth. We need time to take care and develop ourselves. We don't need you fucking ass white people talking about Jesus Christ here. That's about what I got to tell you. I tell you, go and read world history and inform yourself, because until you do, I guess you probably won't understand. However, you know, I'm telling you that all the things that are here and provided for civilized people, and civilized people come and interbreed up and transform themselves and say that they are going to run the world. Well, look, you're not going to run this world. You're not going to run this world. You will go damn staring mad before you run this world, before it is considered the place that the gods set up. Get out. No. You know what? We hybrids, we are not going to sit down and praise God and praise Jesus and full of the Holy Ghost like John MacArthur. Okay? There is no Genesis creation at all. We have the calendar. We have the calendar that creates us. And we have been given secrets of the gods. Whereas in civilization, the gods establish the priesthood. These fucking ass white people come and imitate everything that the gods did. They come and, you know, violate the sacredness of hybrid creation and deny that that creation happened. Now, listen, there is nothing you have to say as an argument, you white people, because you are going to get destroyed from above. Don't look for us to come and fight you for anything or ask you for anything, because there is a voice that's telling you what's going to happen to you. And of course, you might not be inclined to think it's true. Well, what happened up in Kentucky there? It's just a sign, a small sign, that is going to tell you what will eventually happen to all of you. And so, I'll tell you that because sunset and sunrise, there has, no, it's a false start right there. Let's get back to it. Keepers of the secret. This is when time began here, Zechariah Sitchin. Back in Mesopotamian, prehistory, about the gods, and it is telling us about the zodiacal calendar. Between sunset and sunrise, there has been the night, 12 hours night. The Bible constantly saw the Creator's awesomeness, alluding to the mockery that the Bible does to deceive people. However, to the person who is trying to learn things, at this time, in this era, a writer can but tell you these things, but that we know that when the author said the Bible, it's not an endorsement of Bible, but that A.D. Anadamani and these faggots now use the Bible as the divine book that everybody is supposed to kneel down and pray to this sodomite God and his son Jesus, wherever he, whatever asshole he fucked, and bring forth this son Jesus Christ. But in this is the keepers of the secret for the civilized people. That's what this author is writing about. The myriad of stars and planets, moons and moonlets that twinkle in the vault of heaven as night falls. So you hear they're preaching all sermons and stuff like that, you know, about some of these things, but they yet still, they have a moon. They have a moon calendar. Okay? Why do they have? Because they are Sodomites. They come from Europe. They are 3.5 million years or in origin. Civilized people don't have but a tiny fraction of that time. 200,000 existence. That's what civilized people have. They want us to think that they are civilized. Why do they interbreed with the Neanderthals and interbreed with the hybrid to talk? The glory of the Lord, meaning the gods and the goddesses. Because only through them we have a connection to the things that are being referred to here. These Sodomites come all the way to where they can talk and relate partially to these things, but they don't respect their existence. Otherwise, they would not be doing what they're doing, are meant for some evil accord. And that's what we must know. And the vault of heaven reveals his handiwork. The heavens thus described were the night skies, the nightly skies, and the glory they bespoke was conveyed by, they were conveyed to mankind, not to uncivilized, these white people, and this was not spoken to them at all. They take from history and make it seem like they're a part of it. They're not. These things were spoken to civilized people like Adam and Abraham. See, they're talking about Abraham met a god out of the skies. All these old bunch of fucking ass ignorance. We don't need to read them at all. It says, these things were given to mankind by astronomer priest. Wouldn't know these Sodomites, white people, wouldn't know about it until they go through the process of doing the nasty stuff of going to another species, the Homo sapiens species, that would then be made hybrid by mixture of blood of the gods. That makes intelligence. That makes civilization. This is the way it has been and brought us to where we are. But they are now using that talking ability and this further knowledge that doesn't really get them into the same civilized position. But they are pushing it hard to have it perceived. And so, how do they come by priests? A pope. Where the pope is right now, it's a place where they shove and kicked out king in Rome, Italy, and lie about it until this day. Time is coming, though. They will no longer enjoy the benefits of that. Because every knowledge that they have, they breach the laws of nature to get it. And when they get it, they didn't know what to do with it. They think, all right, they are gods themselves. That's what they say. They call themselves gods. You know, there's, you know, it's just impossible for them to be gods. But because they are able to do it, it's just like a thief. They can break into your house because they have, you know, keys that they can, you know, null what you have as a lock and, you know, and get in. And they're going to do it. They don't care about the consequences. That's the way these faggot white people are and pretending to be the gods. They are the gods, but they cannot abide by the solo, original calendar. They can't. But yet still they want to control the people who are created under that, the energy of the original zodiacal calendar. They have to have it both ways. Criminals. Uncivilized. Yeah, so we are coming from where we are protected, because even the secrets that we need to live by on earth, the gods preserve it in the hands of dignified people. And thus we have astronomer priests. So think about it. It was they who made sense of the countless celestial bodies, recognized stars by their groups, distinguished between the immovable stars and the wandering planets, knew the suns and moons movements, time, calendar stuff we're talking about. When did these Sodomite Europeans created a calendar? 2022. So was the world functioning this 200,000 years civilization in the human context? Because, I mean, many hundreds of thousands of years went by before we were created, right? And therefore, we were created that long under the calendar, the zodiacal calendar, we were created. And these Sodomites just come here the other day and interbreed up with our third dimension of human development. We are hybrid, and our next group of Homo sapiens is the Neanderthals. But Neanderthals are not hybrid. They're not. But we are Homo sapien hybrid. So now, this is what we are to be concerned with, and not these faggot people who come and interbreed and start talking and decide that they're going to rule the world. And they want everything cleave bubble that we must look on as what rule the world. They're going to find out now, if they didn't know before, that is not true. When they're calling themselves priests and all that, that's blasphemy. You know, and church, there was never a church at all in existence. So, it goes on to say, it was they, the astronomer priests, in the beginning, before these fucking ass white people come along and mess up the world, it was the astronomer priests, it was they who made sense of the countless celestial bodies, recognized stars by their groups, distinguished between the movable stars and the wandering planets, knew the sun's and moon's movements, time, the cycle of sacred days and festivals, the calendar. Now, I'm telling you, if you keep on following these fucking ass white people and all of what they're doing out there and deceiving the minds, deceiving the civilized mind, well, you perish. But there is a remnant that will retain sanity and all these things that I'm telling you about. To the history, my friends. Knowing that Pope apologized for the sins of Catholics, what part are we having to do with the church that they create? I read you some of this here, and I will. I'm going to close off here for this edition. But let me read this to you. Michael Tellinger and the Ancient Stone. Listen, anyone can come into my chat room here, and you can get a link. You can get a link to what I'm reading to you. Esotericism. Join the conversation. Prophetic truth. Join the conversation. Prophetic truth left the conversation. I have a few visitors. And I thank you all for coming in. I am just letting it out. Esotericism. How are you? I don't know. Maybe one of my friends that I haven't been around a long time. All right. But all right. I tell you, blessings to you. All right. I am on my speedometer right now. I am going towards the end and the closure of this edition. All right. So blessings to you. And I'm going to read a few things here that I think is informative for folks who can appreciate this. Yes. So welcome to Elohim Human Hybrid Civilization. That's all this is all about. Earth's International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael Tellinger is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization, southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. Scholars, which is sodomite scholars, of course, and listen to what they have to say. Scholars have told us that the first civilization on Earth emerged in a land called Sumer, some 6,000 years old. That's what white people, sodomite scholars, have to say. Hope we know to ignore them. New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, Joanne Enny, and a team of leading scientists shows, and like I said, anyone can come into this chat room and just a second. Now, yes, he says, yes, so Michael Tellinger, Joanne Enny, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case. Michael, as Michael as Michael reveals, I would say, as Michael researches and reveals the mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Kalinda, now referred to as Enki's Kalinda, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins. Ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands of ancient mines left behind by a vanished civilization. That's before 200,000 years ago, my friends. Vanished civilization before civilized man was created, which we now call the first people. These settlements cover most of southern Africa, an area about twice the size of Texas. They carved detailed images into the hardest rock, worshiped the sun, and were the first to carve an image of the Egyptian Anka, key of life and universal knowledge thousands upon thousands of years before the Egyptians ever came to light. And now I have the, if you want to read all of this, you come into the chat room that I will soon be gone. And I'm closed. Here is this, the link. Anybody can get the link from me anytime you come to the show. I can get it for you, whether or not I have it displayed. But right now it is displayed in the chat room, and anybody around that wants to get this link to see the entire, I mean, there is nothing like this. You can go to Southern Africa right now and see exactly what this article is talking about. It's for real. We don't need to make church turn our heads with a God who is a man and is a spirit God man and begot a son without any woman at all. We don't need to bother with this church stuff. These guys deceive us and turn us the other way around. And I tell you something. I wish you all well. Esotericism, if it's you, I mean, I long to see you. I'd like to hear from you. Right? Come back and, you know, help me talk and tell the story, okay? Take good care, and I will see you on the next edition. Take care.